Well, joining us now, he is the 2002 PGA champion, Rich Beem. What's going on, Beamer?
Not much. Just hanging out in this beautiful, beautiful city y'all have here in North Carolina. I love Charlotte. It is one of my favorite places to come back to every single year, and I'm just so happy to be back playing at Quail Hollow this week. The PGA is here. My son, my family's here. I am just in a good spot.
And you're over there hanging out with the club champion boys as well, right?
I am. We're over here having a couple of little barley beverages and shooting the breeze, telling stories, and it's good time, man. I got to say, it's nice to be back in Charlotte. Like I said, I remember coming here first time, Quail Hollow. And I was in contention the first year, and on Saturday, I think I was like in the final groups with David Toms, and I bogeyed 16, 17, and 18. And I left the golf course, and I was probably about as mad as I'd ever been on a golf course in my entire life, thinking, how can you bogey those three holes in a row? And then I figured out those are like the three hardest holes in the world strung together. So I got over it about 4 years later, thankfully. But, no, I love Charlotte. I love this golf course. It's such an awesome place. And glad to be here hanging out with the boys from Club Champion. I met Rob Gallagher, who's one of the pros here back in Austin, Texas, my hometown. He fit me with a set of clubs. And right after that, he moved up here. And it's been nice getting to know him and his family a little bit. And we're just kind of here telling stories, just not doing much.
Yeah. Now, Rich, do you see the Club Champion model? The custom fitting, is that sort of the next evolution of I don't even know what technology when it comes to making sure that you're properly equipped for your game.
Well, it's kind of goes back to some of my statements that I always kind of make whenever I go do outings and whatnot, and I talk to the people that are asking me about questions about the swing and things like that, and my question to always them is like, well, do you take lessons on a daily basis or a weekly basis? And, nobody raises their hand. I'm like, okay, so let me get this straight. So all the greats in the game, Tiger Woods, Phil Mickelson, Ernie Els, Vijay Singh, everybody, they always should take lessons on a daily basis. What makes you so special?
Exactly.
Same exact thing comes to getting fit for clubs. Listen, I don't care if you're a 30 handicapper or a scratch handicapper. Listen, you got to get fit because the equipment does make a massive difference. And these guys have it dialed in. I got to say, this is some pretty amazing stuff here. I got to know them a little bit in Austin, but coming up here in Charlotte and seeing it once again, they got the TrackMan. They got two bays in here. They've got loft and lie machines for both irons and putters. They've got every single shaft you can try out with every single head that you could ever want. The size of grips, the whole nine yards. They've got a massive facility here where they can regrip everything. They can bend your golf clubs. I mean, they can fit you for anything. Listen, the best in the world do it. Once again, what makes you so special that you can just go buy a set of clubs right off the rack and feel like they're going to perform for you? They can't. And so it's just it's a natural thing. You should take the time. If you really love this game and you want to get just a little bit better, come and see these guys. They're going to do nothing but make your game better.
Well, and what we noticed when we were over there is that, they will take the time. I mean, this is not a hard-pressed sales job. They are very patient. I think they must be part therapist when they see some of these swings. And they really spend time with each and every person to make sure they're getting what they need. There's no hurry.
No, listen, if you love the game of golf, you need to come check this place out because you're right. They're not in a hurry. This is not a factory. This isn't some place we're going to kind of churn people in and out. They're going to sit there, going to ask you every single question under the moon, and they're going to sit there and put different shafts in your hand, different clubs, just to see what happens. Because you never know. Because you might say, no, I really love this club manufacturer. All of a sudden, well, how about this one? Well, I never thought about them, but I don't really. How about you just try it? And all of a sudden you hit it, and you're like, oh my gosh, I mean, that was ridiculously good. Listen, I mean, they have so many toys here. I mean, if you love the game of golf, this is like Christmas Day. I mean, this is like Christmas. You walk in here like, wow, this is fun. And that's how it should be. I mean, listen, the game is too hard as it is. come on in here, get fit, have some fun. And if you're really nice to them, I guarantee you they got a cold stash of beer in the back room. That, you know what? You spend a little extra money, they'll give you one of them things. I know.
You know where the stash is. Yeah,
awesome. I know exactly where the stash is. You kidding me?
Again, we're talking with PGA champion Rich Beam. And Rich, 8:20 a.m. on Thursday.
Oh, yeah.
Out with John Daly and Vijay Singh. I'm feeling that there's going to be two guys having fun in that group and one guy not so much having fun in that group.
Listen, I'm going to do my best to have a blast. That's all I know. I mean, it's going to be tough to keep up with Vijay and his sense of humor, but you know what? No, I give him stick. But no, Vijay's actually a good dude. He's just different, you know? He's a machine. I mean, the guy still hits more golf balls, you know, not as many as he used to, but he still hits more than most by a long shot. And he's just he just loves the game, but he's actually got a pretty wicked dry sense of humor, but you know, he's got his intense moments as well. And JD is just kind of like me, you know, kind of a semi-train wreck, and you never quite know exactly what's going to happen around the next corner, but love him to tears. We have a good time every time we tee it up, and it's always good getting paired with former champions. It's kind of one of the neat things that the PGA of America does. They pair all the past champions together in some capacity for the most part. And, you know, I know that JD and Vijay and I probably – won't be anywhere near the top of the leaderboard after 72 holes, or you know, maybe even 36. You never know, but it's a great honor. It's a great honor to be paired with such great past champions, and I thank the PGA of America for doing that year in and year out. It's always a blast, and I certainly look forward to it every year.
Well, I know VJ's been out there pounding golf balls all weekend.
He actually has.
All week, so you know. He's gonna be ready to go. He's gonna be lathered up. So you know, don't tell him he won't be anywhere near the leaderboard after 72 holes.
Okay, I'll just let you do that.
Well, you know, I'm curious. I'm looking at that group and I'm thinking, well, I know what group I'm following. Forget this year's winners. I want to follow that group, but I'm curious if you know, through the course of a couple of days, who in that group is best dressed?
Now, define your – I mean, you have to define now what best dressed means. I mean, are we talking, you know, the hula skirts and the palm fronds that JD was rocking today for the pants and the white shirt in triple extra large? Or, I mean, you got to give me a sense on where we're going with this.
Will your shoes and belt match?
I'm trying to think exactly what kind of belt and shoes I got. Yes, they will.
That's a solid maybe.
No. Yes, they will match.
All right, Rich. So you talked about the first year at Quail Hollow. Back then, it was the Wachovia Championship. You know, now you're getting to play about the 12th iteration of this golf course. Have you had a chance to get out there yet to experience the what they started tearing up after the leaders went through last May?
No, I'm actually saving it all because you know, the opening hole of 524 yards, I feel like I need to sneak up on instead of having it bashed over my head like a bad hangover. I mean, gee, many Christmas, 524, that's a par five for me. And you know, Mr. Harris is an amazing, amazing person. I've had a chance to spend some time with him over the years, and he's awesome. He's awesome to hang out with. But he's got a mean golf course there, man. It's going to be long, and it's going to be tough. It's going to be interesting to see exactly how the golf course plays. I think Mother Nature is going to help soften things up around there, but from what I understand, the greens are still going to be fairly firm, and that's not going to be it's going to be an easy task for anybody, much less the guy that you know, you're talking to on the phone who hits it very, very short these days and very low. So that's going to be not a good combination. But, you know, once again, back in Charlotte, back at Quail Hollow, it's just one of the prettiest golf courses they have in this country. I just think that coming back to it and just even walking around, no matter what I shoot, I just love it. I just love being around there. It's just a It's just an old golf course that is just so much fun to play. I hope it's fun enough that I can play it for 4 days, but if not, listen, I'll be happy no matter what happens at the end of the week, just because of the simple fact that I'm back in Charlotte, and it's one of my favorite spots in the country.
Well, I'm not sure this is going to give you any comfort as you face that first hole, but in describing that stretch of redesigned track over there, Rory McIlroy said it's going to greet the golfers with a firm handshake.
That's wonderful news.
Yeah, yes. I'm not even sure what that means. I mean, it's better than
a roundhouse kick
to the temple.
You're talking about a guy that hits it 370 yards plus off the tee and will probably hit driver wedge, and I'll probably hit driver head cover. I'm not too sure which head cover is going to be. I'm actually taking the Michelle Wee approach and having a 9-wood and 11-wood made up for me as we speak. But, you know, we'll have to figure out exactly which one stays in the bag, if not both. But I'm definitely going to have more head covers than not, I think, in my bag this week.
Well, you know, hey, the good news is generally, you know, in golf tournaments on Thursday and Friday, they try and put the big draws on opposite sides. So, you know, a big group tees off at 10 and at the same time a big group tees off at number one. You know, just so you guys know, at the same time that you guys are teeing off at number one, I mean, Garcia, Koepka, and Jordan Spieth, the three major winners from this year, are going off on the other side. So people can certainly split their time between those two groups.
Well, I guarantee you, those three guys off at number 10 are going to be really upset when most of the draw comes over to watch John and me and Veej. I'm telling you what, it's just a natural progression. I mean, I'm sorry, but they want to see the old school guys instead of these young studs worth bajillions of dollars. They want to see the old boys over there, you know, struggling around because they appreciate the old school guys.
Well, I'll be there, a gallery of one. So please say hello. You know, maybe I'll bring you some breakfast. It'll just be the four of us.
It'll be the seven of us.
His
family. I have a caddy as well.
Caddies, okay. All right, fair enough. Yeah, and I'll have a caddy just for my food. So it'll be eight of us.
Too funny. No, we're gonna have some good groups out there. I mean, Charlotte always, the fans come out here in droves. It's awesome. I mean, the fans come out here. It is so fun. This golf tournament, no matter whether it's PGA or just the whatever you want to call it, Wachovia, Wells Fargo, Quail Hollow, this and that, the fans come out and they are so awesome. Every year they've just that's what makes this golf tournament so special. Fans come out and they come out in droves. It's going to be amazing. Can't wait to start.
Well, and when we opened the interview, you talked about the very toothy Green Mile, we'll call it. And earlier in the show, we were trying to decide whether or not those closing holes are actually, you know, could potentially decide the tournament on Sunday. And historically, the PGA Championship has a pretty tight leaderboard. Do you see it coming down to that little stretch at the end on Sunday?
No, without a doubt. I mean, listen, those three holes are going to, you know, in all fairness, even more, I think 16 plays into the equation a little bit, but I think 16, for a lot of these guys, it's almost more of a birdie hole because of how far they can hit it. And I don't know if they've changed it since, you know, last year, if they've made the bunker any changes to that. I haven't seen it, but I tell you what, 17 and 18, if you are not absolutely quivering in your frickin' foot joys, then something's wrong with you, because those are some of the scariest shots you'll face on any golf course, bar none. The tee shot on 17, I'm telling you what, mark my words, you can bet on it. The guy that's leading on Sunday going into that hole, there's zero chance that he will hit the green. take the under on that. And then on 18, it's just, you know, just suck it up and hit a good drive. And just, you know, hopefully you have a three-stroke lead, because that's exactly what it's going to take for you to feel comfortable on that tee shot. Anything less than three, you're just going to be, you know, the disaster is waiting to happen. Look at David Toms. He was leading by, what, seven? And yeah, all of a sudden he makes a quadruple bogey and wins by three or two. I mean, obviously it was still okay, but, I mean, listen, there's nothing – there is no cemented victory when you stand on the 18th tee unless you have at least a four-stroke lead there. It's just, it's too hard of a hole.
Well, Beamer, man, as always, we appreciate you coming on with us. Play well this week, and we'll catch up with you again soon.
All right, cheers, boys.
Thanks, man. That was Rich Beam, former PGA champion. Coming up next, we're going to talk a little bit more about the PGA Championship and the Solheim Cup. So stick around for that. Mark Greenhalgh, Mike Fracina, you're listening to the